Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Hi, welcome back here. Me and Nick now for the next hour here on ESPN 97.5. Then we'll throw it to the press box. If you want to co-host the show, you can co-host the show at 713-780-3776. I'm gonna let you be a co-host this morning, all right? We'll bring up stories. I got a couple of stories for Nick. Nick, what's your status on Facebook?
Single.
Single?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. So you're single. So I got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
Okay. In the meantime, David is here, and he wants to talk about Michael Jordan. What do you say, David?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Hey, I've been waiting for somebody to touch on this, but it was on the end of one of the Last Dance episodes. Michael was talking about what he believed it takes to win and or be successful and be a winner. And he at the end of his little spiel, he said, "That's it. I can't do it anymore." And he got up and walked away.
He said,
and it almost looked like he was upset. Or like visibly upset.
Yeah.
Do you recall which Last Dance episode
said,
that was?
He actually said break because he wanted he couldn't do it anymore without crying, and he didn't want another Jordan meme.
Now was that because of kind of what Lance touched on, that he didn't have any friends or friends that were teammates?
No,
like he just people just didn't like him or like.
Well, no, I'm right here. What I said, I don't think Jordan has lifelong.
No.
Relationships with a lot of his former teammates. I really don't.
No.
And I don't think he cares who he upsets. I don't think he cares at all.
No, and I don't think that he was upset or he was emotional about it. I think he was emotional about it because of his passion for it, for winning and what it takes to win and what he sacrificed and all the things that he did. I don't think it was a regret that he ostracized people and alienated people and doesn't have any friends. I think he's so passionate about winning that it actually moved him.
Really? To me, I don't know, it almost kind of seemed like he was upset that his teammates couldn't understand him about his passion and how strongly he felt of what you had to do this or play like this to win. And that just upset. I felt like that upset him, that people couldn't understand him.
Oh, you may be right. I don't know. I don't know what Michael was. I don't know. He was just. What did you get out of that, Lance?
No, I kind of thought, yeah, I'm with you. I just think it's his passion. Like, he's just on a different level, that kind of thing. I think he feels like maybe he's been misunderstood. Maybe it was a blend of two or three things where just talking about how people may see him as a tyrant, I think maybe he feels like maybe that stuff does bother him in the back of his mind. But I don't think he can control it because he just has his mind. He's just wired differently. He has a wiring where winning at all costs is what he is geared towards. And I think maybe some of the way people have perceived him in the past bothers him a little bit. But he also thinks you don't get it. And maybe he's frustrated that he just thinks people just don't get it. I can't explain it to people because it's internal. I'm wired differently and I can't verbalize what it means to me. I think it was a level of frustration that made him want to cry.
Maybe some of that is what David said, that he was frustrated that people don't get it, people don't understand. Maybe it was. I just thought it was his passion for it. That this is what it takes. This is what my life is about. This is he couldn't talk about it anymore because he was so passionate about it.
I mean, at some point, you're going to have to justify your behavior when that's the perception. You know what I mean? If that's the perception, you're going to have to justify your behavior at some point. I mean, I'm sure back then, 20, 30 years ago, Even when the cameras were rolling, he didn't know that a documentary was going to come out some 20, 25 years later to show everything that he said to Steve Kerr or Horace or anything else, you know? So, and these clips, remember, they're being published, like, and they're being spread out. So it's like, it's not like they're giving you every time, everything that he's, every bad thing that he said all in one clip. No, they're posting a clip of him being mean to Steve Kerr. And then an episode later, they're posting another, a clip of Michael Jordan just melting down or whatever the case may be. So he has to continuously justify his behavior, and the perception just continues to grow that he's a bad dude because they just keep publishing more and more clips. So I think that it was just like, you're put in a corner, you keep being asked these questions about your behavior, so you're going to have to at some point justify it.
Yeah, and maybe might be some of that in it. Of course, none of it was out. You know, it's not like you saw it. Now, but they did. He did have to talk about the Kerr incident. He didn't. He was uncomfortable with that, and the Jordan rules. And I don't know if he was ever asked about throwing the ball in Judd Bushler's face. Maybe he was, and it didn't make it. Might cut it out. Who knows? But yeah, maybe he. They were all adding up, and he was like, "Wow, maybe I'm not a great guy."
Yeah.
But you know what? This is what it took to win.
Well, I mean,
it's right. You know, that's the way Mike did it. I guess now, I mean, does this open the door? Did Mike open the door for people being a-holes now? I mean, the Lance Armstrong one is going to come out. I have not heard one person that dealt with Lance Armstrong.
That's some that positive to say.
He was a good person.
No. Everybody says he's a terrible human being. So
he's a bad person.
Just wait for the Lance Armstrong documentary to come out, MJ. You'll feel a lot better about yourself.
Right. It should have come out first, Mike. He could be like, hey, at least I ain't Lance Armstrong. You know?
I'm not that guy.
But now does this open the door? Because, listen, if the Steve Kerr punch in the face, if the Judd Bushler, because all of that would have been out on social media if it happened at the time. Now does it okay people being a-holes to their teammates? Well, I'm just trying to win. You know what? I've got a passion for winning that they don't. So I'm going to be an a-hole.
I mean,
Mike did it.
It might. I mean, we're in a new world. I mean, I wouldn't
but
be.
But Mike did it. Wait, Mike did it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and he's a champion, and he's respected, and he's one of the greats. And most people argue that he's the best to ever touch a basketball. So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to look at him as the example and you want to be that person, why not? I mean, Kobe's obviously not here to defend himself, but he wanted to be Michael Jordan in so many ways, you know? And we don't know how he carried on and how he pushed his teammates. Usually the best players are the ones that are going to be the hardest on you because they have the most skill and they have the most production on the court, you know? And so you're trying to better the person that doesn't produce as well as you. And the only way you do that sometimes is to kind of be hard on them. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that this type of behavior doesn't exist in practices in the NBA and NBA teams right now. I think that definitely happens, but they're pretty good about shutting out the media when they're supposed to. And not letting it get out all the time. Sometimes it does leak, but I mean I wouldn't be shocked if this happens in practices till this day. We just don't hear about it.
Yeah. Well, no, I would imagine. Oh, guys fight in practices.
Absolutely. Oh, for sure.
Look at the NFL.
The
guys fight in practice all the time. But I think it's about more. Well, who knows? Maybe it gets frustrating for guys who are better. And guys who aren't working as hard. Yeah, there probably is a lot of that. But it wasn't like Steve Kerr wasn't working hard. It was just that he was getting calls because Phil's trying to protect him. We ain't doing that. That's kind of an a-hole move by Mike.
Yeah.
A-hole move.
I mean, to your teammate.
Right. I mean, yeah. If Steve Kerr wasn't a hard worker, Steve Kerr was lazy, Steve Kerr was, you know, not very talented and not very good at his job, and yet still was collecting a paycheck, you know, then I could, you know, then you could justify it. But just because he was getting some calls in practice, he hauls off and hits him, punches him in the face, that's a little much. But again, now LeBron, when it's all said and done, and LeBron, you know, and he's had his moments, the stuff that he says on Twitter sometimes, Kevin Love calling him out on Twitter and all of this stuff. You know, he'd probably go, really? Really? Because I saw Mike and how Mike did it. I'm a saint next to Mike.
Yeah. Right? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, this, I don't know. I think they're going to get two type of reactions from players when they see stuff like that. Either they're going to be like, man, I don't want to be perceived like that. I don't want to look like that and don't act like that. Or they're just not going to care and they are going to continue to treat their teammates like that. I mean, you either use that as the example to emulate and copy, or you use that as an example and say, you know what, I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to treat people like that. But this is a very high level of competition, okay? And they're getting paid a lot of money. So
stories are coming out about Kobe. Kobe was an a-hole to his teammates. When he walked into the locker room and said, you scrubs ain't going to be – I want to say goodbye to you guys because it's trade deadline and most of you scrubs ain't going to be here. What?
Yeah.
Kobe, that's an a-hole move right there.
Get away with it if you're Kobe, but that's fantastic. I mean, if I was one of the scrubs, I wouldn't feel good. But
I got five rings. What you got? I mean, I know how to win. What you got? So I can be an a-hole. You know, and you know, the kids now little leaguers, I'm the best kid on the team. I'm going to be an a-hole to all the other kids because I want to win. Because I saw Mike. I saw how Mike wins. Mike's an a-hole. I'm going to be an a-hole to my little league teammates because I'm the best player.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, that's not.
That's not how it works.
That's not going to be a great thing for Little League, okay? Little League teams. When, you know, the 12-year-old playing with 10-year-olds, 10, 11-year-olds, he's going to punch one in the face, one of the 10-year-olds in the face. Because
look, John, they got to get used to these high-intensity situations early, right?
I guess.
Sooner rather than later.
I guess. You know what? Well, it's a-hole time. Mike just opened up Pandora's a-hole box. Is what Mike did. It's 10-12 ESPN 97.5. Everyone's a winner. We're making our fame.
Drinking a German beer. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. So nobody's called. So
nobody on hold.
Nick, I got a question for you.
What's up?
You're single.
Yes, sir.
Would you be more attracted to someone who can provide that they are antibody, that they have antibodies and an immune reaction to COVID-19?
No, I don't think so, no. Because doesn't that mean that person was introduced to COVID at some point?
More than likely they've had it, yeah. A positive antibody test can provide accurate evidence of an immune reaction to COVID-19.
It's I'm going to stay away from that. I'm gonna stay away from that. I'm not attracted to that. You?
Well, no. But doesn't that mean that they won't get it and bring it on and give it to you? Isn't that more attractive?
I don't know. I just when you say it that way, yeah, you would think, okay, chances of you getting it is probably less likely. But
yeah, they have antibodies.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if you've had it once, you can get it again. You know, like it doesn't go away. I'm not an expert. I don't know where this virus lives or how it's transmitted. All I can go by is what I see online. I'm not taking a risk. I'm not taking a risk.
Well, apparently on dating sites they are, and they want to know. And this is more that these people with antibodies are more attractive than people without them.
Mm-mm.
Because they won't be giving it to you.
I don't see how why that would be a. I don't know why anybody would put that in their dating profile. I feel like that would work against you, not work for you.
Well, I don't know. Other people would say, "Oh, wow, good. You got antibodies. That means you're not going to be getting it. Good. So you're not going to be giving it to me. Good."
I don't know.
And that's another thing because I don't really personally know or have contact with anyone who's had it. Is that like some kind of a scarlet letter that you've had it? If you had it and beat it, is it? Because I've heard people that were like, "Well, He had it about a month ago, but he had it. No, he had it. It's over. He's not.
Snell
contagious.
Certainly feels that way. He's like, once you got it, you got it. It's not going away.
Who said this?
Snell. Remember when Snell was talking about I got to get mine and I got to get my bag and all that other stuff?
Well, but now once you get it, it could damage your lungs permanently. So that's a problem.
Right.
But it's not like, oh, my God, that person had coronavirus. I can't be touching them. Well, what? Just because they were sick and they're better now? Why? What? Are these people, like, ostracized?
Well, what if they did? How do you know they went through the proper treatment and took all their medication and actually finished all their, you know?
We already know that you're only contagious at most for a couple of weeks. So if this is – what's the difference if they took it – you're only contagious for a couple of weeks. We know this. That's why we have to do 14 days.
Well.
Of quarantine.
I mean, no one's trusting anything at this point, you know?
Well –
I'm not
trusting. Really
that.
Look at someone? Has anybody out there that's listening had coronavirus? And do you feel like a leper in this society now? I mean,
they have to be.
I think more highly of people that have had, and you got through it, and you fought it, and you won. I mean, I think that's, you know, hey, well, you're strong. You know, they said men with lower testosterone are more likely to be sick and die than men with. I mean, you got to have some testosterone, brother. I mean, you gotta be tough to fight the Rona and win. I fought the Rona and won. I think that's more admirable if you want to know the truth.
I don't know. I think people are still going to be weary about that. If they know you've had it and you went over it, I don't think they're necessarily going to be coming over anytime soon.
Oh, wow. It's over in 2 weeks, everybody. We can move. You know what? Don't worry, they don't need a giant scarlet letter on their face because they had the Rona. They were badass. They're like, to me, warriors coming back and winning and heroes. You had the Rona and you beat it.
I don't know. Maybe we got a caller that wants to talk about it. Alex, what are your thoughts on the whole antibody situation?
I mean, straight up. The fact of the matter is everybody's going to come in contact with this at some point or another. And the people with antibodies are kind of actually the superior beings. It's just a fact. Not to mention, it's getting to a point where if people don't have the herp, you're kind of like already on top right there. So if you don't have the herp and you got the antibodies, you're a winner. That's plain and simple.
Yeah, we need to breed those people. Right? These are superhumans. They don't have herpes. they have antibodies. Wow.
I didn't think about that.
These are top of the line human beings in 2020. You got Rona antibodies and you don't have herpes.
Nobody wants herpes. So get the Rona antibodies and that way you never get the herp.
Right.
Good call.
Right. So those are the people that are probably a premier. Hey, listen, no herp. Look, no, I don't have a cold sore. Look, see me. Look, no cold sores. And antibody test. Ooh, what? I got them. Got the antibodies. who wants to have some sex? That's going to be the new thing on dating sites. Swipe right for no antibodies.
I don't know.
For antibodies, rather.
I know it's a good thing to have antibodies. I would leave that out of your social media profile. I just feel like that's, or your dating profile. I just feel like people wouldn't list that, but maybe you do. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's maybe people are attracted to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely. Singles now. Here's the story. And well, I'll shoot you the link, Steve. Steve wants the story. Steve wants in on this. Steve, you looking to date? Is that what you're doing? That's all. If you're looking to date, Steve, and find you a girl with some antibodies. That's right. That's what I think. That's what I'm gonna tell JT. Let's get her antibody test first. All right, Frankie, let's go. You want to date somebody? I gotta know Listen, I gotta bring Dad the antibody test results first before you can date him. That's what I want.
You're not going to give them approval unless they get it?
forget that they're, you know, pro athlete or they're not the superior human beings anymore. It's the antibodies. Those people without herpes. Those are the superior human beings now. All right? They can fight off anything. They fought off herpes in one and the Rona in one. Badass. They're the new warriors in society. I can't believe that you don't care about antibodies.
I just don't know if I find that attractive. Obviously, it's a good thing that you have antibodies. I just don't know if that's like, oh, okay, let me find someone that has antibodies. I'm all over it. I just don't know if that's the case.
Okay, let's say, all right, somebody you meet. I had the Rona in March. Okay, we're almost in June. Would you want to be within 6 feet of that person?
I'm going to say no. We don't know everything there is to know about the Rona.
What you talking about? They're not lepers. It's not. You ain't catching it no more. The first 2 weeks.
Don't they have to do all these like cultures and lab testing where it takes like weeks and months? We don't know. And next, you know, in December, we could say, you know, this whole time we thought 2 weeks was enough for a quarantine. We were wrong. It was supposed to be 30 days. So everybody was quarantined for 14 days, and then they come out of that two-week process, and they're just passing the Rona to everybody, giving it to Snell and everybody else. Nobody wants to deal with that.
Nobody gave it to Snell and everybody else?
No. Well, what if the quarantine period is wrong? I'm scared. I'm terrified of the fact that that could be, you know, a small number.
Okay, we know it's not months, though, Nick, and they had it in March, and we're already months away from March, okay? And you're still scared.
So I should believe everything the CDC says.
This thing has got people... I'm telling you, illogical at times. I mean, it's really unbelievable the fear that this thing has put in the world. Unbelievable. And especially somebody, I want to hang with people that had the Rona, beat its ass. Beat the Rona's ass. That's what they did. That's what I want.
So if you had the Rona and it's been what, a month, is that when you feel safe? Or are you safe after just two? You feel safe enough after
you're
2 weeks?
You're safe after a couple of weeks.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're hitting up the bars and drinking Coors Lights and it's all
yes.
good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm living my life, bro. I just went to war with Rona and won. I want my victory. I want a parade. That's what I want. I want a parade for me. I'm going to be on the top. I'm a fire truck. I beat Rona. I'm the champ. Rona, suck it. That's what I'm going to do. I don't want it. But if I did beat it, I'd be like, oh, yeah? Are you superior? Because I beat Rona. Did you? No? No? All right. Because I did.
We've got
to show what kind of badass I am.
We've got Eric on the line. He wants to get on this Rona talk. Right. What's up, man?
What's up, Eric?
How you doing, gentlemen? I was just calling in, hopefully, that AJ was listening, and I just want to let him know that if you want to reference the last 15 minutes of conversation, this is what happens when John Granato is left without moral or ethical mediation. Nick, you're being pulled into a vortex. Run fast, run far, get away now. This is what happens when you leave John to his own devices.
That is kind of true, Nick.
Now.
That's the same for you. Well, this is Nick's last morning show. So this is Dell isn't here. I'd be interested to get Dell's answer on that.
I think Dell would agree with me. I don't think he wants to be with you.
He can barely tolerate
people in general.
Dell doesn't like any people. He doesn't want people with the Rona, without the Rona. He doesn't want anything. He doesn't want people. So, yeah, he's going to stay at home and make his Lunchables or whatever he eats. And that's what Dell's going to do. So, no. But we should be afraid of people that had it and beat it. I don't get that. I mean, those are kick-ass people to me.
I'm going to go ahead and just label them.
That's terrible.
Just label them.
I mean,
as
they were. You know what? They went somewhere
null and
they
void.
Ate something, and they got it on their hands, and then they touched their eye, and they got sick. And you're going to mark them for life.
Yeah, probably. I hate to say it, but yeah.
Oh my!
Like Pink
gosh,
Valkyrie. She's
horrible.
A loyal. Pink Valkyrie is a loyal.
And I'm the horrible person, Alex. Who was it? Eric that just called.
Eric.
Eric. I'm the bad person. when Nick is labeling people.
I'm just trying to protect myself. I'm just trying to protect my. I'm trying to protect you and myself at the same time. Just remember, when I mark you as that person, I'm not just protecting me. I'm protecting you too. I'm trying to make sure you don't get the Rona ever again.
Oh my God! If I got the Rona, guess what I'm saying? Come bring it, Rona. I ain't scared of you. I already beat you, bitch. I'm 1-0. I'm 1-0 against the Rona.
You're a champion.
I'm a champ. Oh, I wish we had champion energy right here. We don't, though. What we have is a break. 1028 ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
1030 ESPN 97.5. So, there's a story here. Everybody's got something to do, nothing to do. So they do stuff. So, the most deserving team to win an NBA championship right now. Who deserves it? Who deserves it the most? And it's far and away one team. Far and away.
Who's that?
All teams get 0 points at the start of the 2004-05 season because that was the first year they expanded to 30 teams. A team gets 1 point if it fails to win the NBA title in that year, another point if it made the playoffs, 2 more points if it finishes with 50 or more wins, and 3 more points if it wins 60 or more. And they accrue. And if a team wins a title, its point total resets to 0. Win 2 titles in any 5-year span, and you get minus 10 points. Golden State is by far the least deserving since they had the 3 and 5 years. So they are the least. They're number 30 on the list. Who do you think is number one?
God, I have no idea.
It's your Houston Rockets.
Is it really?
And it's far and away your Houston Rockets. They got 71 points.
So the next one is a big drop-off?
They've averaged 48 wins over the past 16 seasons, topping the 50-win mark 9 times, posting a 65-win campaign. Rockets have made the playoffs 11 times in that span and have not advanced past the conference finals since 2012, despite having James Harden. Led the league in scoring, all of this stuff. After the Rockets is a tie for second place, Denver and Oklahoma City both have 55 points. Fourth place goes to the Trailblazers with 51, and the top five runs out with Utah and the Los Angeles Clippers. The thing that stands out is the gap between the Rockets and the rest of the league. They have a 16-point lead on the next closest team when the 5 teams after them are separated by just 6 total points. And in addition, the snippet about Harden's regular season playoff game scores helps illustrate just how good there in the regular season and bad in the playoffs label is mostly just after the fact bias. James Harden is pretty good in the postseason. So, he is pretty good in postseason. He's just not good in elimination games or clutch situations.
That's his problem. So, yeah. He still plays well in the playoffs, just not well enough down the stretch.
No, but that the Rockets see, and that just proves how frustrating this has been since 95, that the Rockets have been such a good team, such a good organization, making the playoffs, being right there. I mean, far and away, they've had more opportunities, better teams than anybody else that hasn't won a title.
Yeah, when you consider some of the eras of the different rosters, you know, the year they had, 20-game win streak or a 22-game win streak, and you know, what they could have done with Tracy and what they could have done with Yao. And there was definitely some really good teams, and you thought, you know what, this team might have a chance, and they just never. And I think the Chris Paul one probably hurts the most. It's obviously the freshest wound, you know, going back to, 2-3 seasons ago. So,
well, yeah, a 65-win team.
It's a really good team.
It's a great team. Oh, no Throw Shade Thursday. We forgot Throw Shade Thursday.
Yeah, I thought for sure you were going to toss to it, but we didn't tease it, and we didn't get any calls, so maybe we could do it in the next segment if you wanted to.
Yeah, we can do that. We'll do it in the next segment. Well, then what about News of the Weird then?
I don't know.
Gosh, this throws a monkey wrench into everything. That's just terrible. That's just terrible. Anyway, I didn't even realize. Well, I can give you a little. We'll do Throw Shade Thursday last. That'll head right into the press box. So
you have
get
it.
Your Throw Shade Thursday ready, everybody. All right, we'll do it in the next segment. If you've got some shade to throw at anyone, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. I want to hear your shade. Who are you throwing shade at? Let's go. Did you see the Russian coronavirus nurse?
The which? Say it again?
The Russian coronavirus nurse.
No.
So she's in her panties and bra, and she has all of the – she's like in a hazmat suit. I mean, her face, her goggles, she's got the mask, she's got covered in plastic over it, and just a see-through plastic gown. But she's obviously dealing with coronavirus, but she decided to wear her panties and bra underneath her see-through stuff.
Hey, as long as she does her job, right?
Yeah. And she's been verbally reprimanded for this.
Why?
I mean, don't you think she's bringing wonderfulness to the people who are sick in the hospital?
I'm not sure the patients were really upset. Well, maybe some of them were.
Who would be? There's a picture of her, and there's this old man sitting there staring at her. And she's looking at a pan full of, I don't know, whatever. But, yeah, she's wearing bikini. It's a bikini. I don't know if it's a bikini so much as it looks like panties and underwear. But apparently she's been reprimanded for this when she's just trying to bring a little bit of wonderfulness to the hospital room.
Look, if she wanted to, like, dress up, fine. But she can't walk around with a see-through dress. It's inappropriate. It's not good.
Well, what do you mean it's not good? Who says it's not good?
I'm not sure.
What kind of judge are you?
I'm not sure the moms and the wives of the world would appreciate her in a see-through dress and just bra and panties treating patients like that. I don't think they'd approve.
Well, that's because they're curmudgeons, okay?
Curmudgeons,
this old guy's having – this guy thinks it's a wonderful thing, okay? Let's think about him instead of the moms and kids all the time.
Just go ahead and call all the moms and the wives curmudgeons for not wanting to look at another nurse in a see-through dress, Granato.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. We can't. Okay, who's the most likely? Older men most likely to die. The last thing they see is this, and you're gonna stop this?
Well, if I was that older
you're
dude.
You're a bad person now.
You've got my vote if I'm that older dude that's about to die.
Right. Okay. That's right. But you don't think about them. You think about the moms and the kids. That's why you're a Democrat. Racism has been declared a public health crisis in Ohio's most populated county. Do you think that racism is a health crisis in Franklin County, Ohio?
Say that one more time. Sorry, I was screening a call.
Do you think that racism is a health crisis in Franklin County, Ohio?
Because
that's what it's been declared.
I would not know. Is it? Is it really?
Yeah. It's been declared a public health crisis. Racism has been a pandemic long before the current coronavirus pandemic. Our declaration today is important, but it's not saying anything that hasn't been apparent for a long time. So we got to, you know what? Racism is a health crisis now.
I don't know how you can justify something like that. Did they give any rules or why that's? I mean, how do you justify that? Like, what's the criteria? Like, why did they come up with that? Is it that rampant over there?
Apparently in Franklin County, it's just rampant and it's a pandemic. It's a crisis. So you know what? How about stop saying, like, N-bombs and stuff, and we can cut that.
Yeah, that'd
How
be
about,
nice.
Yeah. How about just let's do that, Franklin County, okay, instead of your pandemic of racism. Antarctic penguins are releasing an extreme amount of laughing gas in their feces. Did you know that? Have you ever – okay, so when was the last time you ever examined a penguin's feces? Did you laugh when you did?
Never. I'm not examining anybody's feces.
Well, it's a penguin's. It's not, you know. So, I mean, and who thought of that, by the way? That's another thing. Hey, let's take a look. Hey, anybody want to study penguins' poop? Because I'm pretty sure. What if we find some? Oh, there's laughing gas in there. Yeah, I don't. Who thinks of these things that we need to study a penguin poop?
A massive dork, obviously. Who I don't. I have no idea. I wouldn't even care to think of something like that.
But why is there laughing gas in there? By the way, what are the penguins doing?
Well, maybe we can give some to Bill Belichick. He needs some. He needs to crack a smile every now and then.
That would be nice,
right?
Yeah,
he's like never laughing. Him and Saban. Maybe they could.
No,
use
the
some
only
laughing
time
gas.
Bill O'Brien laughs is when Bill O'Brien he laughs at your question. If you think I'm going to answer that stupid ass question, apparently Madhya Pradesh, in Madhya Pradesh, cops had to apologize after beating up a lawyer. They said they were sorry, we mistook you for a Muslim.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
They caned him. He was mistakenly identified as Muslim by the cops. This is a place where, I guess if you're Muslim, you just don't want to go, I think.
Yeah, don't walk those streets.
If the cops think you're Muslim, then you get a beating.
You get caned.
I mean, that's...
That's not nice.
No.
You can't feel good.
What place is this?
Have you ever been
caned?
I've never been caned.
I'm sorry you're a lawyer. We thought you were Muslim. Sorry. We used to do a segment. Sorry. Yeah. You remember the sex dolls in the seats at the Russian South Korean soccer match?
I saw that. They're putting them in the instead of having fans, they're using the sex dolls, right?
Sex dolls.
Yeah,
they dressed them. It's not like they were naked or anything. But how about this? The disciplinary committee in the league said they're imposing a $100 million fine on FC Seoul for using sex dolls instead of mannequins to fill seats in the empty stadium.
It's a little steep for a fine.
Don't you think?
A little steep.
That's that appears to be that's an expensive sex doll. I'm just going to say.
Oh, well, they you know how much those things go for? They're ridiculous.
Yeah.
Dude, I looked them up. They're like $400 or $500. Some even go for like $1,000.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
they're
expensive. Well, the one guy had a baby with one, so, I mean.
Joel is the one who told me about him, the $1,000 sex dolls. It was Joel Blank.
Joel did?
Yeah. I had no idea until Joel.
Well, I figured Joel would know that. You had to know Joel.
He's in the studio being mean, so I'm messing with him.
Man accused of stealing garage doors and installing them at other homes, police say. That seems to be an awfully difficult crime. I mean, can't you find anything easier to steal? How in the world do you steal someone's garage door?
Yeah, I don't know how you get away with that. It's like trying to steal an ATM machine. You're not going to go very far, right?
Right. No, ATMs are much easier than garage doors. You know how big they are? And how do you possibly steal a garage door? First of all, he says, oh, you need a new garage door. Okay. I'll get one for you. He goes around the neighborhood and finds one and then installs it on the other house, on the house that he sold to. I mean, talk about, hey, wait a minute. That's my garage door that dude's got. That doesn't seem to be an easy crime, but this. Well, and apparently it wasn't all that easy because he got caught. So there you have it. All right, who wants to throw shade? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here. Throw shade Thursday.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Nick, it's Throw Shade Thursday time. Okay, well, it's a little late in the show, but that's okay. We got about 8 minutes, so if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Nick, you ready? He's not ready.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. We've got 4 or 5 calls on the line, and we are ready to go.
All right. So, well, let's try again. We're going to start with OU Mike and see. We'll give it another shot here, OU Mike. What's going on?
Hey, John, I've read about that health problem they were having in Franklin County. It's probably going to take a second and third round draft choice to get things back to normal up there. I wanted to throw some shade at that producer on the Blitz that's not as good as Jong Lee. I can't remember his name. It's like Error or something like that. Maybe I think it's Aaron. That guy's got a big problem. You call the show, he wants your driver's license and proof of insurance. It's just, I mean, downer type of guy. I mean, yeah, is he a eunuch or what's, you know, because if he's a eunuch, I understand. Because a eunuch, you know, they don't even desire any, so you know they're not getting any. I mean, what's that guy's problem? I mean, if he's a eunuch, I understand.
Listening to the...
Threw some shade. Well, are you... You don't have your keys? That we don't want to throw some shade at that one anyway.
Next up,
Dre on 290. What up, Dre?
Double rise. What's up, fellas? Want to throw shade at Wendy, trying to tempt you, John, you know, during the show and try to, hey, John, come and get some. And also wanted to throw shade at people that choose cheesecake as their number one dessert. And I'm out.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
Rack 'em. People, their number one dessert is cheesecake. People like cheesecake, Dre. But I can't, well, you can't. I certainly can't refute shade, that's for sure. Underrated Mess is next. Hello, Underrated Mess.
All right, fellas, a couple of shades here real quick. I want to throw shade at the organizations that refused to offer refunds during the pandemic. Literally received an email saying, yo, all the venues are paid up, so we can't get you a refund for at least a year or we'll go broke. Not my problem. And Lance, yo, save me some pie, homie. Shade.
Throw some, make some shade.
Lance eating up all the pie in the world. Man. 713-780-3776. Who wants to throw some, make some shade? Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, fellas? Yeah, I got two quick shades. First shade is going to be to John, a veteran of the show. Come on, man. Supposed to be on your time slot. If Dell was the producer, he know that Cold Shade Thursday was at 10:30. And also, my second quick shade is I'm a FedEx delivery driver. And if you order big boxes, like maybe furniture boxes, and I leave them by the door, that's my job. I'm not taking it around to the backyard. I'm not putting it in your garage. I'm not taking it upstairs for you. What the hell I look like, man? Hebrew slave?
I'm throw some, make some shade.
You know, yeah, but Lazy J, people make a living taking it off the front porch. You know that, right? Come on, brother. A little effort, but I can't refute your shade. Can't refute that. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Short and sweet, Johnny G. Juanito G, rest in peace, Raheel. Nicosito!
Nicosito! Patres.
Patres, gentlemen, good morning. Two quick shades. I want to throw shade at Michael Jordan's teammates. They want to all act like a bunch of bitches, but won them titles. How ungrateful. You bite the hand that you feed. And I also want to throw shade at the customers. Now I want to return their toilet paper. What? Keep the toilet paper, wipe your buttholes, and wipe your tears. The next pandemic is hitting. I'm out. Shade thrown.
I'm shade. Throw some, make some shade.
Shade has been thrown. 713-780-3776. Nick, you got any shade?
No, I don't have any shade, man. I didn't think of anything. I have no shade to throw it in. I'm in a loving mood today.
You're in a loving mood. I love that. Yeah. You got any more shade throwers?
No, we don't. We're all out of the shade throwers.
713-780. Hurry up if you want to get in a hurry. I want to throw some shade at everybody that doesn't, that's on my boy Vince McMahon, okay? Now, I love Oliver, okay? I get that. But Vince is trying to bring back the greatest league in the history of sports, okay? The XFL. That's my guy right there. So let's get off him. I know, maybe it's a little shady going bankrupt and then buying back from your own bankruptcy and only paying, you know, pennies on the dollar. But that's, you know what? That's America, okay? That's what we did. That's what happens in America. Get off my boy. He's trying to bring back the greatest league ever. So let's stop with the criticism of my guy, Vince, okay?
Make some shade.
Who's next, Vinny?
We've got Lenny.
Lenny wants to throw some. Is this Cleveland Lenny? What's up, Cleveland Lenny?
Yes, sir. Good morning, John. Good morning, Nick. Hey, I got some shade to throw. I'm not exactly sure who it is, the guy's name or whatever, but I was in my house, minding my own business in my room, with my laptop, getting an online urology exam, and my wife surprised me. And I didn't even know she was home, but when I walked outside, my garage door was on, and that's why. I mean, I didn't even hear it open. So I'm going to show to him.
I throw some, make some shade.
I gotcha. Garage door's gone. Ryan is next.
Yeah, we've got one more. Ryan.
Ryan, get in here, Ryan.
Yeah, this might be some old shade, but I want to throw some shade at the COVID for taking my boy Barry and Raheezy's job, man. I'm missing them boys. Hope they're doing all right.
Yeah, we miss our boys, too.
Make some shade.
Boys, those boys are going to land on their feet. I know that.
100%. Agreed. Amen to that call.
Yep. The COVID. You suck, COVID. COVID's taking a lot of stuff, man. COVID sucks. COVID-19 especially. COVID-2 sucked. COVID-19 really sucks. It's all COVID suck. All right. That's it. 1055 ESPN 97.5. Nick, great job, man. It was good having you on the show. We appreciate it. You've seen, you know, at first when you were doing the show, you seemed like you were a little sleepy coming in. But you were raring to go for these shows.
Yeah, I finally got into my morning schedule and my morning routine and started sleeping early. And now I'm not on the schedule no more. But at least I know you missed Dell terribly. And you'll have Dell back to annoy you.
No one misses Dell terribly. If you wanna,
you love Dell. Stop it.
That's my boy. That's my guy right there. That's Dell. But, hey, man, it was great having you on the show. We appreciate you. On Tuesday, we're all going to be back in studio, disinfecting, and getting back to normal, being back in studio come Tuesday. So, Dell will be on the show every day then. So, Art, you can not worry about your music that's being played anymore, okay? You can stop.
Oh, he hates my music, doesn't he?
He hates your music.
He can't stand my music. But most people do, though.
Art hates everybody that's not Dell for some reason. Hates everybody not named Dell. So, Nick, we appreciate it. You've done a great job, and we will talk to you again down the road. You'll be back with your boys doing the afternoons or middays with the guys and having you and Barry, you and Joel on the last hour of the press box, which is up next right here on ESPN 97.5. You all have a great day.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.